Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you guys.
Hi.
What a weekend. Happy birthday, John.
John.
My darling John is old.
How old? Is it 55?
54.
Oh, 54.
Yes, he's hanging in there, Vinny.
Happy birthday, John.
He is. He's he's the greatest. I love that guy. Just got finished texting him like a little.
What'd you say?
Just none of your beeswax. Just come things on. I'm going to do to him today, you know.
Oh.
It's his birthday, man.
Oh, you did? First thing in the morning?
Oh, yeah. I want him to wake up to that. Like, you know. I don't know if I'm going to follow through. It's Monday. I'm really
You're
tired.
You're a nice lady.
Well... Sometimes I am a nice lady, Vinny. Other times.
That's a good example to set for the other women in relationships out there in the Bay Area.
Put out, girls. Don't take much. Makes them so happy.
It does.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, who doesn't want to feel loved and desired?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
right.
Be a bummer if he was if he wasn't horny for me, I'd be like,
hey.
Okay, what's wrong with me? So since he is, I'm like, let's do stuff. What?
So when we last were together, you guys walked out of here for the docks.
We did.
Left before you did.
We hung at the docks, Vin. I had to hang out.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Started badly.
What do you mean?
Well, we couldn't find a Bloody Mary anywhere.
Oh, you didn't do a pre-rager at
We actually did try to do that. And you know what? In the end, Vinny was right. We should have rolled over to Grumpy's and gotten a bloody over there.
No, in the end, Yuzette was right because I said to stay at that one place.
Yeah.
I knew there was not... These girls are like, oh, that's a dive place. Let's go find some
It wasn't that it was a dive place. We
amazing.
Wanted vodka.
And I'm like...
I didn't want canned wine, Yuzette.
There's nothing... around there open for drinks around there.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
And I swear, I was like, I should have just stayed there and wait for you guys to do a mile Man, run and then come back.
And this is what it was like the whole time we were looking for booze. She's like, oh, I can't like her vibe was just, it was,
I was like
Yuzi, do you want to piggyback? I get it. You don't want to walk anymore.
At this point.
And, like four different places, Vinny, checking on doors. I'm like, they're all closed.
At this point,
bad.
Had you met up with your family yet, or
no? They were busy having they call the
drinks.
Best Bloody Mary they ever had at the yacht club.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, Johnny Mosley picked them up at the house.
Oh,
so they all came in together.
Oh, so they got the black car treatment.
Oh, yes, I think they did Uber.
I think
right?
They did. Yeah. Yeah, because no one was driving.
Yeah, so they got picked up. They go to the yacht club. It's right over the bridge. Oh, it's beautiful. What a view. Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, my God. The best bloody.
That's
oh, full of horseradish. Delicious.
Originally, we're supposed to leave
meet,
from.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it got changed to Pier 40.
Right.
So we Ubered over
fun.
There. And
yeah.
It's right by that Java House, Java Hut,
uh-huh.
Whatever it's called. So we look in there. And it is a dive. I have nothing against dives. But there was no it's beer, you know, beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
That's it. So I'm like, I really want a bloody. Should have just gone to Grumpy's. So we walk all the way down to the park. We'll go to, like, pull in on the doors at Momo's and all these different places.
Three other places.
I know. And then we go into one place and we're like, F it, they've got beer here. Who cares? We've walked all this way. And then, like, we stood there. What did we stand there for? Like 7 or 8 minutes and just no one came out to them. And we're like, okay, we're leaving. And, like, as we're walking out, they're like, oh, can I help you? I'm like, it's a little late for that. We
yeah.
walk all the way back to the Java Hut where we all grab, you know, I think we had... It was so funny.
Beers and canned wine.
They had a can of wine. Yuzi's like, I'll take it. 12% alcohol. Let's do this thing.
Good and grief.
On the can, it said, shut up and drink.
Yeah.
I'm like,
nice.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't ever post that, but it was so funny because I was like, I'm taking a picture of that. So then there we are at the boat, and the rest of our crew rolls in. They're all like, woo!
Party!
Yay! We're like, glad you've been having fun so far. So, but whatever, it didn't matter because we put one foot onto the boat and they handed us a rum-based yes. Mount Gay rum shame
thingy. Mount Gay,
big
right?
shame yeah, on yeah. Mount Gay. Boy, those people.
Well,
with their constant awesome. Plying of the liquor.
I know I made the right call.
You
someone wrote on one of Yuzi's somebody's picture that I was liking.
It was mine.
It was yours. Yeah. Someone wrote, you know, hey, where are you? You know, at Vin Hassan.
Right.
So it obviously comes to my thing, and I go, look at the. Like a poster across the top of that picture. That is not a boat I need to be on.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the picture more close. Every one of you had a drink in your hand. I
well,
was
they
like, oh,
handed
I made
them
the
to
right
us
call.
As we walked yeah. on. I'm like, this is awesome. Finally.
That's not where I need to be.
Yeah, I don't think I was never without a drink in my hand.
Good
it was
for
great.
You guys. So it was fun.
It was yeah. absolutely, unexpectedly, one of the most fun days of my life.
And you didn't boot.
No, and actually, so I did take a Dramamine, so I don't know if that helped, but I was fine. But it was
you
a big...
almost did afterwards, though.
I did. Oh, my God.
Was that too many drinks?
When you got on land?
By the time we got all the way home, it was, I think Johnny dropped all of, we all crammed into an Uber in the end. Bryn even came home with us. And
what?
Yeah, because we were all, you know, in the end, it was a mistake. Like, he should have just, by the time we all got home, we're, you know, after a ride in the car.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's ready
so then
to
we're
crash.
Sitting out in the backyard. Just kind of like, ugh.
And Bryn's there without his car.
Yes,
Yeah. I mean, he was going to Uber.
And Debbie was just out with her mouth open.
I know. We just like, he's looking around like, why did I come here? I could have been home by
here?
Now. So we're all sitting in the back and everyone grabbed a beer that no one drank. We all just sitting there like, oh, my God. And then, like, I sort of got three times. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. And I run to the bathroom. I'm like, huh? No, I'm all right. Okay.
And this was the mixing the drinks, you think? Had to be.
No, I think it was just the amount of drinks because I really only drank about 20 rum-based drinks. And then...
20?
Oh, my God. I couldn't even tell you how many. Like, they constantly, it was a constant, and Johnny's the worst. Johnny's a pusher. He's like, oh, it looks like your drink's getting, like, grab it, fill it back up. I'm like, oh, my God, this
well,
is excellent.
He's sponsored by them, right?
I don't know what his deal is with them.
He's got to be. He's the one who
kinda,
yeah, invited you out
kind
to
of affiliation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was, right. So he knew someone from there and got us on this boat. So
he's the perfect ambassador.
Yes, clearly. He goes pretty big. There's no messing around. Johnny Mosley's like, I'm here for a reason. And it's to keep your drink cup full. So it's my kind of day, too, because they were singing the whole day.
Yeah,
is that right?
The whole day.
So
John, I look at him right when he gets out of the Uber. I'm like, oh, yes, thank God he has his guitar with him.
He brought a guitar on the
boat?
Well,
Johnny Mosley goes, hey, you know, I don't want to, like, pressure you, but bring, you know, if you want, bring the guitar.
And John goes, I already got it.
Yeah.
And John, I had asked Sarah, I go, he's bringing the guitar, right?
So I texted him again. I'm like, hey, even Yuzette wants the guitar. But it was great because right when we get on the boat, we're meeting all these new people. Like, some bloggers were there mm-hmm. and, like, people who own some nightclubs, like, I would say maybe 20 people total.
Something
all
like
of
that.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, all influencers in one way or
another. I guess
another.
So. I
Got
guess,
it.
Right?
Nice.
And the Remy Quantro people.
Right. So, whoa, great team.
What is that? Is that a drink too?
It's a rum.
Okay.
It's the rum. Sarah, the chief marketing officer.
Right.
She
so they're like a
great.
Booze company.
Yeah.
And they're, Mount Gay, I guess, is
Did
under
they give
their...
you guys Mai Tais at all or no?
No, it was all just like lime juice and just rum and.
Johnny was making the drinks. I don't really know what was in there.
There was just like very little weak mixers, but then also lots of rum. So we get on the boat and everyone's hi, you know, nice to meet
hello,
you.
Hello.
And then John picks it up and says, just sit right back and you'll hear a tale. And then
it's on the Allison
Instagram. It was the perfect song to get us started because everybody knows Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Well,
we started
about,
with
not everybody.
Carry On Wayward Son.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We
that.
Did. And then Come Sail
then,
Away and yeah. Sailing.
And then we got to Gilligan's Island.
Johnny's trying to hoist up the Mount Gay flag. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
And at no point, the people who owned the boat, they didn't walk up and go, it's our boat. listen.
Oh, no.
We want you to be at home, but that this is a little much.
No, the captain, the skipper and the crew he had, they were laughing.
They were singing along.
I was looking at them to see.
Like, are we the most annoying people that they've ever had on their boat or the most amazing?
They were laughing.
They were singing along. Time, yeah. Even as we were getting off the boat like that, the dude, Michael, I don't know who. I think he's just like the first mate. He's the Gilligan on this trip.
Or the bosun, whatever they call it. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, the singing was great. It was so... And I'm like, you're welcome. You have a great day.
We probably were the most annoying Uber passengers,
oh, my
though.
God. Well, we continued to sing and play.
Jam in the car.
Oh, my God.
I went the top home after that, Vinny. I got my ride, my Lyft ride, and then took off home.
Yeah. We
did
poured
you sleep
her in.
From that point into the middle of the night?
Something like that. I think I got home like 4-ish, told John, hey, I'm home. I watched some TV and then went to sleep.
Right. Are you as lit as I was?
No.
Really?
I didn't have as many drinks.
Oh, how'd you manage that?
I don't know. I was just kind of I was enjoying the scenery so much that I just found myself just staring at the bay and the sailing races were going on and everything around me. I was just looking around at everyone, just having so much fun.
It was a perfect day. Like, at times, it was, like, a little chilly, so you pull on your jacket. But then by the time, you know, halfway through, I'm like, it's actually hot out. Like, we were all just in our shirts.
So none of you got boat sick?
No.
No.
So who
but a lot of us
go?
Took drama.
I went there to take a few pictures and a few videos, and then one of my friends was in town. I hadn't seen her in 20 years, so I met up with her for lunch. And I overdid it.
So then we go to the yacht club afterward because Johnny is not done, and that's where we're going. So we all pile into an Uber. We go to the yacht club.
Is he like a member or something?
I guess so.
He must be, right?
Yeah, yeah. He walks around like he owns the place.
And everybody knows him.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's true. Boy, everywhere you go is Johnny Mosley, you know. He's a good guy to be, you know, in that king's court. So we sit down, and he's like, margaritas for everybody. I'm like, okay.
Oh, you mixed tequila with...
So we just the and frankly I didn't even I was just I was done drinking at that point. I'm like, how about a giant water too? And then I was like, we should eat, but there's so many of us that I go to the guy, I'm like, bring six of these burgers and cut them all in half, like everyone ate a half a burger. It was which I thought was the right call, like it was just the right amount of food and everybody got fries and stuff. And then I have, like, then from there after, like, everything is just like little snapshots.
Oh no, like, you blacked out.
I don't know if I totally blacked out, but I had to kind of like remind myself what happened the next day. I'm like, God, where did we wind up? And because there was like some party in a tent that we were dancing, and there was like a reggae band and
at the yacht club.
Yeah, like outside.
No hats, no cell phones.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm. When as the guys were walking, you know, we'd all been on the boat all day. All the guys had their hats on, and as we're walking in, they're like, "Get those hats off! Get the hat off! Hat off! Hat off!" And all the dudes. Like John's hair is all mush. Everyone's just
hair, yeah.
Yeah, just day on a boat hair. Mm-hmm. But it was so
John,
fun.
Your husband John gets a phone call and he's on the phone for a while in the place. And Johnny Mosley sits there for about 5 minutes and watches him. He gets off the phone and he goes, "Hey, so by the way, there's no cell phones allowed. I just want to let him." But he was so patient the way he told John that, you know?
Right.
And my big joke was there was Johnny Mosley, your John. And
oh,
your
God.
Brother.
Big John,
so
right?
They're all three walking Johns. In front of me, and I go, "Hey, John."
all three of them turn around.
The dumbest joke ever. They all look at me with disgust.
Stop it. They loved it. So then on Saturday, I woke up in the morning.
And didn't leave bed till noon.
No, I wish that was the case, but I had a birthday party to throw, so I had to get on that.
Mm-hmm. That was John's birthday.
It was John's birthday party. Oh, so right. Just, you know, some close friends. Actually, Hooman and Bryn came. And we played a little cornhole, which was good. But Johnny Mosley came to that, too. And dude does not slow down. And then I was like, all right, a little hair of the dog won't kill me. And then sure enough, there I am again. It's 11 at night, screaming Boston tunes at the top of my lungs.
On Saturday night. Oh, my God.
I know. We went so... Can you hear it in my voice?
Yes.
Like, I just went hard. Yesterday, I got up, sat down in front of the TV, turned on football... And I never got off that couch. I slept for like 4 hours in the middle of the Pats game, which is a heartbreaker, by the way.
Oh, you lost.
We stink. I know. But the 49ers won, so that was
awesome.
I know.
I was watching that one.
So it was, I just never, and then they're like, all right, well, what are we going to get? I'm like, pizza. Like, I'm not making anything.
Right.
This is yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, just a lost weekend.
So did you watch Big Brother?
Oh, of course. Okay.
Did you watch any Ozark?
No, because Hooman was at a wedding in Santa Cruz.
Sorry. Oh, and never made it.
Well, he was I can be there at 7:30. I'm like, dude, 7:30, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Starting it at 7:30?
Yeah, he would have gotten to the house at 7:30. Right. I'm like, it's just too late.
I finished it.
I wanted to
this
see
weekend.
You. Everyone wanted to see. Oh, you did.
I did.
And?
Well.
Yeah, how was it?
I don't want to say it's the best show on TV because, you know, shows who that you've just watched are like.
Right. So fresh in your mind.
Right.
And
you
loved
it. It's damn good. Mm. Real good.
Well, we're excited to this weekend. We'll get back in the swing, right?
Yeah. So I listen.
His back is really bothering him. Yeah. Like, he was bitching about it even on the phone yesterday to me. Like, he goes, I'm leaving here in about an hour. My back is killing me. I'll be there at 7:30. I'm like, no.
I think the cornhole just threw it out.
Oh, seriously?
I don't know what it is.
But cornhole is such a, like.
I know.
But it's
just
something.
A pitch.
I don't know what it was.
You know, go for the heavy bag or what?
Throwing two at the same time.
The far hole.
I will say, I have a question for you about Santa Cruz.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I mean, well, you're the one, right?
I don't know.
So are you ever surprised by how aggressive everyone is on Highway 17?
He's one of those people.
It seems like
right.
Like people are driving that dangerous road too fast.
Oh. Are you going slow and people
no,
are honking
I mean,
you?
I'm like, well, I guess this is what you have to do on this road. And, you know, people ride your tail even in the fast lane, even when you're going, you know, 10 miles above the speed limit.
Say the question again.
Do you have a sense that people are driving that road too aggressively?
Yes, the answer to that question is absolutely.
Okay. Like, I just...
Yeah, that road is hairball.
It is.
And it's 10,000 times safer and better than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, it is?
Oh, my God. Because they've put in center dividers to keep you from having head-on crashes with people.
Right.
Because they've put in stuff on the sides of the roads to keep you from going off the edge. Oy. They've made it so much better, and yet it's still just, you know, especially in winter, you see.
Oh my God!
Two crashes a day.
I know you always hear about Highway 17. I was thinking that that what they really need to do is get Elon Musk over there with his boring company, just like put a tunnel in.
You know what?
Would,
I don't.
It would ease
the
so
people
much
who
congestion.
Live there, but. There's only so many people that can squeeze in. It's a tiny town. Mm. It really is. So during the summer, it's filled to capacity with that crummy road.
Right.
If they make it a better drive, it'll, like, I don't, there's no more room for any more people.
But think how much nicer it would be, because you'd still have to take 17 to Scotts Valley and you'd be all alone on that road.
Maybe.
You could go a little slower.
I don't know.
Take your time and relax.
I think it's how it's going to be is really what I think. I think that's
so without giving out too much info, how many miles on 17 do you drive before you hit 85? Can you answer that, or is that too much?
No, well, he lives in Scotts Valley.
I stay at that apartment sometimes too, so it could be, but it's, you know, whatever 17 is, I drive the whole thing from Santa Cruz to 85. I don't know what that.
I was tense.
I don't know. What is it, 20 miles? I mean, on a good day, it's 15 minutes.
Right.
Oh.
It's really not a long drive. It's very short. It's just because it's twisty roads and it crowds up that it can become. I've hit that where I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be here for 2 hours. And I am for 2 hours. There's nowhere to go. You look around and you go, I can't go left, I can't go right, I can't go straight, I'm just stuck. And you just have to wait for them to turn the car over that someone rolled.
It's a parking lot.
Mm. So, that's it. Anyway, how was the wedding? Was it spectacular? Where did they throw it?
Well, first of all, it's my god sister. Like, I love her a lot, but there was...
Not that much, though?
Well,
like you wouldn't go again if you knew?
Not worth the drive.
Yeah, well, she misled us and told us to get there way before it started.
Oh.
Because she didn't want anyone to be late, so she told everyone to get there at noon, but the wedding didn't start till 2:30.
Oh, that is wrong.
That is wrong.
You people who...
Was there at least some pre-party action?
No, We just sat and waited, and the worst part was,
oh my god,
you couldn't drive to the venue. You had to park in this parking lot and then shuttle there.
So then you
were trapped.
Right. And was it at someplace nice, like the Chaminade, or where was it?
It was, Vinny might know, it's this. It's called the Sequoia Retreat Center, and there's just all these redwoods, and, you know, it's very nature-y.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Did you walk around through the redwoods?
Well, yeah, 2.5 hours. I mean, I was just like,
and you're all in your dress-up clothes, right?
Yeah, and, you know, your
shoes get
all
you guys
dusty.
Could have spent time checking each other for ticks. I mean, they're out there.
Sure, you know. Let's do a quick tick check.
You probably are going to have Lyme disease now, too. Tell your cousin thanks. Or what's her name?
My godsister.
Godsister, thanks. You've got Lyme disease now.
And then, I don't know, I just, we were trapped, and I was, during the speeches, I was like, I cannot take it. Like, I've got it. And I love weddings.
Why didn't you just get the hell out of there?
Well, you couldn't, because we were trapped. The shuttle didn't start up again until 8 p.m.
God. So how were you going to get out of there so early?
So I saw one of our, you know, my god uncle twice removed. And I went up to him and I'm like, Rob, please, is there any way you could give me a ride to my car? And he goes, absolutely, human. I said, thank you. So as the
was
speech,
your mom with you too?
Yeah, she was.
And as the did speech, she stay?
No, she was like, I'm ready. I'm like, great. I know people don't want anyone to be late, but you should be honest with.
So when I texted you at noon, you were already there and knew you had a 2.5. That's when you should have turned around. You should have got on the next shuttle and gone back. I can't be at your wedding, god sister.
Well, I know that I just couldn't. The thing about the Santa Cruz Mountains is they're beautiful, but cell phone service also isn't.
Oh, you didn't get that text till later?
Yeah, you just don't know where it's gonna work and where it isn't. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get that, Vinny, or no?
I have T-Mobile, and my service is excellent everywhere I go,
100%
buddy.
Coverage, bud.
So, anyway, it was. I'm really happy for her, and the wedding was nice, but we were trapped.
But never again.
It's
like a kidnapping.
You know, I don't know what it is with weddings when people throw them and they plan them, and I know it's their day and their, but really, it gets so inconvenient sometimes.
Yeah, it can be a little much.
It's brutal, and weird.
You have to say it's their day. I'm gonna do what needs to get done.
Right, but if I were having one and it was my day, I would think I don't want to put my people out, and I don't want my people to be mad at me, and I want this to be quick. Can we do
your
this?
Your bride wants that though.
Do you have one of those? Who are those guys that do? They're not
Justice of the Peace.
No. I'm talking about the guy who's. And I get a bid.
Oh, an auctioneer.
Yeah, can I get an auctioneer to do this, run through this quick so my people can get to the drink cart and then we can get out of here?
Yeah, I'm just not looking to. Once I've decided I'm going to a wedding, like I'm all in. I'm not looking to get out unless I'm trapped and there's shuttles.
Yeah, this.
I do. I do too. Great, let's drink.
That's what I want. For
When's
your
he gonna
sakes.
Say sold? Let's wait for him to say sold.
Nice. Right there at the end, and I pronounce you man and wife. Kiss the bride.
Sold.
Have a good one, everybody.
All right. KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Monday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.